Drawing lines for congressional districts, former Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy once wrote, is one of the most significant acts a state can perform to ensure citizen participation in Republican self-governance. States redraw their maps after each new census, once a decade, as stipulated by the Constitution. But at least a dozen are doing so now. First Texas, now California. Both parties seek an advantage in next year's midterm elections. Yet listen closely. Someone has to lead in climbing out of the mud hole, wrote Mitch Daniels, Republican former governor of Indiana, in the Washington Post last week. The side that does will not be unilaterally disarming. It will be establishing itself as the proper custodian of a system that most Americans still want to trust and believe in. It's Tuesday, October 28th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. Wall Street hit new highs on U.S.-China trade optimism. Expectations of a trade deal fueled risk-taking at the start of a week dominated by big tech earnings and a likely Federal Reserve rate cut. Earlier this month, U.S. President Donald Trump's revival of the trade war had sent the volatility index to its highest level since the April rollout of his Liberation Day tariffs. President Trump and China's Xi Jinping are set to meet on Thursday. Russian forces have been coordinating drone strikes and deportations to drive Ukrainian civilians from their homes, according to a new report by the UN's Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine. The findings, presented Monday to the General Assembly, document war crimes and crimes against humanity in Kherson, Zaporizhia, and Dnipropetrovsk. Investigators drew on over 200 interviews and 500 videos. Commission Chair Eric Mose said his team managed just one trip to Ukraine this year amid a severe liquidity crisis. Also, a federal judge in North Carolina widened a lawsuit over claims that teens at the 62-bed Cabarrus Regional Juvenile Detention Facility are locked alone in their rooms for 23 hours a day. The state argues the practice, banned for minors since 2016, isn't punitive, but stems from staff shortages and safety concerns. The judge refused to extend the case to all state juvenile facilities, but ruled that any resulting reforms must apply to current and future detainees in the Concord facility. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. A dozen states are redrawing new congressional district maps, or thinking about it, as Republicans and Democrats maneuver for control of the U.S. House after the 2026 midterm elections. The efforts could diminish the importance of individual voters. Allie Martin reports from Los Angeles for The Monitor. Top Chinese leaders generally keep their machinations to themselves. But the current purge of top generals and Communist Party officials suggests that President Xi Jinping is maneuvering to ward off potential rivals for the top job, as well as to curb corruption. Ann Scott Tyson reports from Beijing for The Monitor. As one veteran teacher puts it, a curriculum is more than lessons. It shows how a nation understands itself. Syria's new school year, the first since the fall of the Assad regime, has a revised look at history and increased emphasis on religion. Dominique Sogel reports from Douma and Homs, Syria, for The Monitor. The populist campaign of Zoran Mamdani for New York City mayor has energized the growing number of Democratic socialists across the U.S. They could change the direction of the Democratic Party. Troy Aiden Sambahan reports from New York for The Monitor. Detroiters take great pride in their city's claim to inventing the Coney Dog. For more than 100 years, two side-by-side restaurants have been embroiled in a mostly friendly rivalry. People will even specify Lafayette or American on dating profiles. Our reporter decided to put his dislike for hot dogs aside and give each an honest try. Anything for journalism. Cameron Pugh reports from Detroit for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how patience pays off in Argentina. On Sunday, voters in Argentina sent a weighty message to other countries going through severe, if necessary, austerity. In a pivotal legislative election, they gave a stronger-than-expected endorsement to President Javier Milei and his policy jolts for an economy dragged down for decades by financial decadence. The vote was the first national test for Mr. Milei. He more than passed, gaining nearly 41% of the national vote and enough seats in Congress to continue his free market reforms. Yet it also revealed that Argentines have enough essential shock absorbers, prudence, restraint, and patience, to rely on as Mr. Milei's difficult reforms kick in and start to bear fruit. Inflation and the poverty rate have dropped dramatically since Mr. Milei was elected in 2023, although both measures remain high. Economic activity picked up in August, and the government has achieved its first fiscal surplus in 14 years, winning support from key international creditors. This initial progress, as well as the election result, is more than a sign of public resiliency. It shows that Argentina, which is Latin America's third largest economy and one of its most abundant in resources, has the ability to adopt new ideas and practices. "We want to be a country that grows," Mr. Milei said after his party's win. The president himself hinted that he may adopt a new practice, dialogue and compromise. Not known for his nuanced political skills, the libertarian economist invited his rivals in Congress to find common ground during the second half of his four-year term. "There are dozens of deputies and senators from other parties with whom we can reach basic agreements," he said. That could set a new tone for a country still divided between left-leaning statist populism and right-leaning economic discipline and open markets. Soon after he took power, Mr. Milei asked citizens for their patience and trust. With this election, he won it. It shouldn't be a shocker if he now shows patience and trust with his opponents. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how seeing God the way Jesus saw God eliminates a feeling of distance from our Creator, and it brings healing. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/CS Perspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt, Tim Malone, Audrey Thiebert, and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.